This is the place where we understand sick behavior. 90.1 FM, WUSB, Stony Brook. The name of the show is Brain Damage. The name of me is Matt. The name of you, you never tell me your real names anyway, so what's the point? It's 12:02, which means we have an hour and 58 minutes to infect the airwaves with the most insipid shrivel ever known to man. Or, by pure accident, of course, come up with the best radio ever invented. But we never know 1 week to the next, and neither do you. But you come back anyway, which mystifies us completely. So, I have sitting next to me now someone who you've only heard through a heavily muffled telephone. Please introduce yourself.
Hello, Long Island. How are you? I'm very fascinated with you, so I came here.
Yes. The poetry guy, straight from the netherworld of Connecticut. Or actually, it's not netherworld because it's actually north of whatever.
Across the sound, anyway.
Yes. Yeah. By the way, the music in the background is what I was doing last week when I wasn't on, listening to this, played live. Got his autograph, too.
Hey.
Didn't even have to pay for it. Anyway, the number is 632-6901. And you know what the standard brain damage, or at least the brain damage when I host it, policy is. I do not answer the phone until all five lines are full. So, you know, please do so at your leisure. Okay. You know, load it up and do a lot of... Oh, yeah, I got him.
Wait.
Oh, yeah, that's Pulp Fiction. Go seat yourself. Sorry about that. What, you think we're going to cue you in on the movie before it's released on video? What, you think we're, I don't know, what would you call us if we did that?
Subversive.
Subversive, that's right. Well, anyway, we have a news item that just came off the presses here, and the poetry guy here is going to read it for us. Go ahead.
I need to be this close to the mic, or is it there?
You're fine. Make sure when you say P's or B's, you go directly into the mic.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, well, I was in the supermarket, and I picked up the Weekly World News. It's dated.
A highly respected paper.
Yeah. Dated November 1st. And it's just a short article, but basically the headline says, Nostradamus predicted O.J. verdict. And so I wanted to read about it and see what you thought about it. It goes like this. Nostradamus predicted a verdict of not guilty in the O.J. Simpson murder trial in a poetic quatrain written almost 500 years ago in the 16th century. And while it remains to be seen what jurors will decide in the celebrated case, the famed French seer believed Simpson would successfully defend his good name and be rightfully exonerated in the murders of ex-wife Nicole Simpson and Ronald Goldman when the trial concludes in 1995.
So, did they say who did it?
No, they didn't. He didn't say who did it.
Okay.
But, I'll just get right to the heart of the matter. Article goes on, but anyway, Nostradamus wrote this in his quatrain. The hero's name is tarnished by a bloody glove. The masses cry for vengeance, but truth prevails. 1995 finds him free. The monster confesses and loses his soul in 18 months.
Now, that last line, the monster confesses and loses his soul in 18 months, could that be that he gets cleared and then confesses?
Well, you mean like whoever did it is supposed to come forward, right?
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
That's what it says, but it's pretty interesting that it says bloody glove. It was kind of, just right on the button with the trial, and plus 1995. So it's pretty close if he's right.
Hey, well, it's unfortunate that the Stony Brook Library is not open, because I could always call a librarian and say, look this up for me and see if it actually appears in the writings of the great Nostradamus. He predicted a lot of other stuff, too, but, you know, there's always been debate about it. I remember there was one sequence where he predicts Napoleon's rise and fall, but he always uses different names. So the favorite was, the name he gave this guy was Po-Ne-Laurent. Yeah, which everybody, you know, transform, oh, scramble all the letters and get something that looks like Napoleon. yeah, but also, you could also say, your pal Anon, so it could be anybody. And then there was another guy, Hister, was the guy one used for Hitler. And who knows, maybe he just said, my sister will tell you, we'll destroy everybody. But we will go to the telephones and see what's out there. Hi, you're on Brain Damage.
What's up, it's Jim.
Hey, Jim. Okay, let me move you to another line here so I can let somebody else take this one. Okay, just a second. Stick around for a while.
All right.
Okay. One reason I always put Jim there is because Jim, I owe Jim a huge favor. Jim was the fellow, first of all, I didn't bring the number again. He knows what I'm talking about. Now, Jim did me a huge favor a few months back where he helped me corner a certain individual who shall remain nameless, first of all, because the mere thought of him turns my stomach, and second of all, to protect him from any further, I don't know, he's... Yeah, anything further that could ever happen with this show.
Was he the only guy that was harassing, or?
Well, no. There were others, but let's not get into that.
Yeah.
Okay, we will go to the next caller. Oh, 632-6901, by the way, but this is the second time I have mentioned the number on the show, and I used to be able to go weeks without mentioning the number at all. So there's an open line here. Fill it. Brain Damage.
Hello, Matt.
Yes.
Missed you last week.
Yeah, I was at a concert. What's up?
Oh, I was just saying that we missed you because Kurt's pretty cool and all, but he was a little worried about getting people under a certain time limit. I don't know if you didn't listen to the show, probably, right?
Never listened to his show, no.
No, I mean the show Brain Damage last week.
No, I didn't hear it. I was in the city.
All right, because he was kind of worried about getting people in under the 5 minute. He was trying to get too many people in, and it was, like, kind of confusing. But other than that, it was pretty cool. And you guys were talking about Nostradamus before?
Yes.
You don't believe in that stuff, do you?
Well, there's always been sufficient reason not to.
Well, you know, like Hister, I mean, the Hister is a river in Germany, so... Like,
exactly, yeah. You saw that in Search of the episode, didn't you?
What? Was that in Search of?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty good show, right?
Yeah, that's where it came from, yeah. Back in the days, in the years immediately following Star Trek, Leonard Nimoy narrated in Search of.
Yeah, sure, it's on A&E right now, right?
What was that?
On A&E?
Yes, it is.
And what do you know exactly the years that were made? Because I didn't know.
Mid-70s. 74 to, like, 78, something like that.
Well, it's a pretty interesting show. I mean, some of the shows can be interesting, but other things are, like, really searching for topics.
A&E has added episodes.
Has it?
Apparently, they have added episodes to the original In Search Of series. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you get Leonard Nimoy, and sometimes you get somebody else.
Because I've heard other voices. I'm like, what's this? This guy, Leonard Nimoy. Oh, what I wanted to call you about. Okay. I just came back from a party.
Yes.
All right, it was, like, not, like, a crazy, mad party like that, but it was this guy, Jeremy, had a party.
Yes.
And this is kind of a little long, but it's interesting. It's kind of like a soap opera, but it's actually real.
Uh-oh.
So I would like your advice on this subject, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Good thing you realize, of course, then, 20 minutes, Eric's coming on. It's a good thing you caught me.
Yeah, because I don't want Eric's advice on this.
Okay, but the reason that's also very important is since I only have 20 minutes here before Eric joins me, you got to make it quick.
I'll make it as quick as possible.
Yes,
but you're like leaving permanently and Eric's coming, or is it, you guys are going to co-host the show?
Well, we are going to become companions in crime for this week, but the fact is that you know how Eric is with stuff like this.
Eric does not take too well to it.
He's not an advice giver.
I know.
You know what I mean? He's not Ann Landers or Dear Abby. He's Eric.
But you're, like, kind of an advice giver, and you help me pull your...
No, phone. I'm just, like, people ask me, God knows why, and I just try.
Okay, you ready?
I fail 90% of the time, but that's okay.
Okay, you ready for this?
Yes.
All right. Say 3 years ago, I went to school with this guy, okay?
Uh-huh.
He is rather, obese, okay? And he was after this particular girl.
Uh-oh.
So was I, and he was doing rather unsavory things to try to win her. And I had to get into an altercation with this individual, and I injured him kind of severely, but not really.
Yes.
The way I lost this girl anyway, so that doesn't really matter. But after that, you can tell that would start a rivalry, more or less, you could tell.
Yes.
All right, and so tonight, it comes like 3 years later, it's tonight at this party with my friend Jeremy.
Uh-huh.
And then there's this other girl there, okay?
Yes.
And this other rather large individual, he is trying to...
Why don't you just call him a fat pant load?
That's kind of mean, but all right.
Okay.
Fat pant load guy was again trying to win this person, and I was already involved with somebody at this point in time. But I went over to sit next to my friend Chris, who was on the couch. There's a large couch, like five people could fit on it?
Yeah.
All right, there was my friend Chris, this girl, and Mr. Fat Pant Loads guy. And I went over there to sit next to my good friend Chris.
Uh-huh.
But then this girl who Fat Pant Loads guy was trying to seduce was, like, all over me. And I kind of...
went along with it?
What?
Went
I kind of didn't encourage it.
Why didn't you go along with it?
Because I was involved with somebody.
Yeah, but how often do guys have girls dropping into their laps? You take it when you can get it.
Oh, yes, but it kind of is a long-distance relationship anyway. She's like five states away.
Especially. what are you asking me this stuff for? You know better.
I thought in the age, such an age of decrepit moral values, something like this would be looked upon and condoned.
This is brain damage. We have no moral values.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot what show I was talking to.
Thank you.
Three steps down.
Okay, yes. So that's an that you can get that I didn't exactly resist it, but I didn't exactly go along with it. And then...
You're a loss.
What?
You're a loss.
No. But then this person, like, asked me for my phone number.
Yes.
And after that, this fat pant load guy... went up to my friend, who should be calling in any minute now, but it was the same thing.
Oh, boy.
And he said, yo, why did he try to steal this person? I could have gotten a long way. And believe me, he could have.
Yeah.
Because he is a fat pencil guy, and he's like, you know, he had, like, pizza dripping out of his mouth all over his shirt and stuff. And
hey, some girls like that.
Not this one, believe me. I mean,
what's the term that girls use to describe guys like that? Project?
A project would be the term, but we call him here on Brain Damage, Fat Pant Load Guy.
Okay.
And he went up to my friend, who should be calling soon, and he was like, yo, well, why did you do this? Why did you do this? Was this because of that thing that happened like 3 years ago? But it wasn't because I forgot about that.
Okay, go on.
And now this guy wants to have a conversation with me, if you get my drift.
Oh, you mean he wants to fight you again?
But after last time, I broke 3 of his ribs in his sternum.
Okay, break him more. Break 3 of his other ribs. I don't know.
And see, there's another kind of added twist to this.
You shouldn't really resort to violence.
Oh,
won't
you? I'm
not,
like, no, I have no
especially
interest.
Especially if you have no interest in the girl.
But I wouldn't say that.
Oh, you changed your mind all of a sudden. First of all, you said you were involved with somebody,
yes,
and now you want her.
Yes, but I changed my mind after that.
Yeah, in about, what, 3 minutes?
No, afterwards, but I had to set up the story first.
Oh.
And there's a kind of added twist to this. This girl is like was involved with one of my... good for a friend of mine.
Yes.
And he tried to get her drunk to, you could fill in the blank.
Shagger.
Yeah. That would be the operative term. And she's, like, kind of upset with this guy, but this guy still kind of likes her, so, you know, I don't want to, like, upset him because he's in a position of authority over me.
What, does he sign your paychecks or something?
So, he doesn't sign my paychecks, but he is he has some position of power over me in an organization. Not like a KKK or mafia organization, but like an athletic team.
Oh, in other words, he's bigger.
No, he's the captain of the team, and I am only a...
Does he determine whether or not you play?
Yes.
Wow. I didn't know captains of the team could do that. I thought only coaches could.
No, well, our coach is inane, so...
Well, that means you lose all the time.
No, we're state champions 5 years in a row, just on the captaincy.
What?
That's all the information, please, Matt.
Okay.
Engage in teaching me.
Okay.
All the facts, you got them all?
Yeah, I got them all. Now, what do you do?
What do I do?
Okay, first of all, unless you're really in the mood to beat this fat pant load up, don't. What's the point?
I have no desire to fight. I know this sounds like a Tom Cruise far and away, but I have no wish to fight him.
Yeah. Then don't. Because, you know, back in the days when you had to avenge your honor, yeah, you had to go for it. But in this day and age, you can just as easily, it's so easy to walk away when it ain't worth it. Besides which,
it isn't as if
the winner is going to get the girl.
I saw.
The winner will get the girl?
I don't know. That's what because
the winner will not get the girl. I am certain of it because if the winner could, if he would have gotten her by now otherwise.
But no, but this guy's a slob.
I know. I'm saying if it mattered, he would have gotten her by now.
He's a slob. There was no.
So if you beat him into the ground or he beats you into the ground, it has absolutely no bearing on who gets the girl.
And here's the
right?
I know this might sound arrogant, but there is no way in hell he would beat me into the ground.
Well, I don't know either of you guys. I'm just hypothesizing.
Hypothesizing.
You know?
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I got a question. Does she like you?
Yes.
He does.
Well, hey, she was all over him at the party, right?
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, shagger. I gotta go.
I thought you were a moral guy, Matt. You're a physicist. Come on.
I'm a physicist, but when was the last time you saw? Hey, morality is relative. That means I can get away with murder.
Right.
Literally. Okay, I gotta go.
Oh, wait, hang on, one question.
Yes.
What about the captain guy who could, like, severely hurt my career?
The captain guy who could severely hurt your career, how'd he get involved in this?
Have him bumped off.
Thank you. I appreciate that advice.
Oh, no. It's called, hey, what was that thing that that Jeff Galooly used? No, it was Shane Stan or one of those things, the flexible,
bludgeon, pipe?
The pipe thing. Whack him in the knee.
To make it look
more realistic, get the fat pant load to whack him in the knee.
Who's the guy in the background who just suggested that?
Identify yourself, please.
I'm Ben the Hick from North Carolina.
Ben the Hick.
Ben, how much will it cost for you to do that?
I couldn't do it, but I could have it arranged. Probably for a couple Snickers bars and, you know, a couple coffee. Easy.
Well, you gotta be in the right neighborhood.
Yeah.
I have to be in the right neighborhood?
Bed-Stuy.
No, so what's your
no. Actually, Midtown, at certain hours of the night, you can find anybody to do that.
Yeah, sure, any street corner.
Yeah.
I appreciate you turning this dilemma into a pretty much a joke fest.
Well, this is brain damage.
Well,
were you expecting,
advice,
you're expecting seriousness here?
You're all seriousness, man.
In all seriousness, I have to go over the captain's role again. Why would he be mad at you again?
Because he tried to, drunk, you know.
he tried to go after the girl.
When she was drunk out of her mind.
Oh, okay, but didn't succeed.
Did not succeed. Shot down. Crash and burn.
Okay, so...
And this guy could, like, bench me for, like, an extended period of time.
That's, well, then it's pretty much over with as far as he's concerned. Well, hey, test the waters. Hey, if he's out of the picture, he's probably out of the picture already, so he may not have anything
to worry about. I know him personally. I did before this. I went to this party, and he told me that he had still was kind of, you know, interested.
Well... then be very discreet and quiet about it. You know what my rule is about people who are getting it regularly. Getting it regularly, they don't talk about it.
Well, I got a suggestion.
Oh, shoot, man. What about Ben?
Ask the captain out. Try to get him drunk.
No,
yeah.
See, I am not...
Well, no, you don't have to do anything after you get him drunk. Just get him drunk.
And make him think that, you know...
you know what? Oh, I got a better idea. Does his fat pant load have a sister?
Have a what?
Does this fat pant load have a sister?
Two of them.
The fat pant load guy.
Two of them, yeah.
Two of them, okay. So pay your captain off of one of them.
But they're related to fat pant load guy.
No, not fat pant load guy, the captain.
Yes, I know the captain. Hook him up with one of fat pant load guy's sisters?
Yeah.
But they're fat related to fat pant load guy. And...
No, who cares about the fat pant load guy? Hook the captain up with them. The captain is a fat pant load guy.
No, the captain is not the fat pant load guy.
Okay, then it works.
It works, you're right. Actually, it does work. That's a hell of an idea, man.
Yeah, get him drunk first.
Yeah, I got a suggestion.
Go. Now throw me to the side.
Gotta go.
Side.
Okay, hang on. What Eric does with you from this point on, I can't control.
Nada.
Jim, talk to him for as long as you can, but I don't know how long you guys are going to last.
It's a warm-up, though.
Okay.
Go.
Have fun.
Thanks.
Brain damage.
Hello?
Oh,
it's Mr. Wizard Guy.
Mr. Wizard Guy. Gotta make it quick, because I'm only going to be in front of this thing for 9 minutes.
Party with college guy. And there were these twins there, and it was so great. And I have a song that inspired me. I wrote like 2 seconds ago, and I'm going to sing it.
If it takes 2 seconds, then you're in good shape. It
takes 2 minutes.
That's long.
I'm inspired. I want everyone to hear this.
Oh, boy.
All right, ready?
Hey, yeah, wait a minute. This is Brain Damage. This is not Moonlight Serenade.
Look, this is going out to the two girls, college guys, and Mr. Wizard guys. All right.
Why do I always get this lovelorn crap, and Eric gets all the good stuff?
Let me just do this song, and then I'll be out of your life forever, okay? I am so inspired by this girl. It was so... All right, ready? You ready?
Yes.
Okay. You hear my instrument there? You hear that?
Oh, is that like one key on your Lowry Genie organ or something like that?
It is. I have a Lowry Genie organ. Ready?
Yeah, that could be misinterpreted.
I got a crush on someone's twin. She might not look up at me. Don't want to be known as a freak who just comes around to catch her eye. We could be sleeping in the flowers. We could sleep all afternoon. I could bowl her over favors. I could be with her real soon.
Then do it. Brain Damage.
Guy there.
Yes.
Yeah.
He reads the World Weekly News. It's quite an inspirational paper, very entertaining, too.
Yeah, I mean, you can do a whole show on that alone.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if it's in that issue with the Nostradamus prediction on O.J. Simpson or another issue right around it, but there's a new product a fellow over in Italy invented, the singing condoms. And you break open the pack and it sings like, oh, solo mio, love is a many splendid thing, whatever.
You know something? It would be even better, or even greater invention if it made noise while it was working.
Well, I was wondering if the poetry guy thought love poems would have the same effect, too.
Well, go ahead, you answer this.
On condoms, you mean? You mean like if they answered in love poems in the condoms?
Well, the inventor got the idea from the musical greeting cards.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So he applied the principle to somehow, when you break open the condom package, it breaks into song.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know...
baritones recording different tunes.
Love poems. Like, shall I compare these to...
You're with love poems.
What about, like, shall I compare thee to a summer's day? No, that would work with douches.
There once was a man from Nantucket...
His grandfather kicked a bucket. He rolled her a horse. Never mind.
That's not the one I heard.
I don't know if you could get too serious with that. I don't know if you could get...
Yeah, I mean, we could go into that, too. Why is Nantucket the capital of dirty limericks?
Because it rhymes with bucket and...
And certain other things, but...
Never mind. Wow.
Neat sound effect. Try that again. Yeah, it's just a little over a little bit on the scale, and that sounds like the opening note to Hard Day's Night. A little higher.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a hard
day's night.
Yeah, no, we're not singing it. Okay. Singing condoms. Like I said, if they could get him to sing while they're in action, then maybe he's got something going there.
Maybe the friction would set it off or something.
This week's issue of the World Week of News, and the front page, they have a...
No squeaking noises either.
17 babies at once. I guess she could have done something with one of those singing condoms.
17 babies at once. Wow.
In one sitting?
Paper.
In one sitting? Wow. Incredible.
I see them there that actually come out of the regular AP news.
Wow. Those kids probably shot out like cannons. It's probably some guy, the doctor was sitting there with a catcher's mitt.
I don't know, but I haven't read the article yet. It's a front page story.
We're looking at it now, and we don't see it. So, but this is the November 1st issue. I mean, they don't even change these things because they're not very timely to begin with. So, what's the point? They might as well let the issues pile up.
Well, some of them are.
Yeah. Oh, what do we have here? Okay. Okay, so, let's see. Singing condoms. I think we got the vote here. The vote was pretty much negative, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No go.
They'll go for poems, but what do you think of the product that's supposed to hit the states in the spring?
How much extra does it cost over the regular ones?
I think they're talking an extra dollar or so.
Extra buck for a...
$2.50 for each, I think that's what it was.
Yeah,
not good.
No.
Okay, thanks a lot for calling, though.
Okay, thank you.
See ya. Brain damage.
Hello.
Hello.
How tall you people picked up?
Well, you were on line 5, so I had 4 others before you.
You were driving down the air, like, let's call.
Okay, you're here.
What?
You're here.
What's up?
Hey, is this Michelle?
No, this is Suzanne, Jackie, Karen Bergman, and the rest of the Proportion Crew.
The Proportion Crew?
Yeah, we're the crew.
Okay.
Like the health food stone. We all, like, work together, so, like, we're all hanging out tonight.
Can I ask you where you got the name Proportion from?
What?
Are you cute?
Am I cute?
Yeah.
Oh, Madfly! Who are you kidding?
Madfly.
Right now.
Yeah.
That's New York talk.
Oh.
He's from North Carolina. You didn't know what that meant.
What?
He's from North Carolina. He didn't know what that meant.
Fly?
Fly, yeah. He didn't know what that meant. I don't know what they told, what they say in North Carolina. What do they say in North Carolina when a girl is very attractive?
She's about as cute as my sister.
I love it. Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
How old is he?
God. How old are you?
27.
You're 27?
Yeah.
I'm 20.
You want to go out?
No, we'll go out. We'll go to McDonald's for a date.
All right.
Okay, what is this now? Incestuous dial-a-date here?
What?
No, it's him. Now, what about that joke about the, what's a North Carolina virgin?
What?
A girl runs faster than her brother.
What's it mean? I'm not a virgin.
No, it's a North Carolina virgin. Well, what? Let's get out of this right now. Okay, where were we?
We were talking about Fly or something.
He was whatever. I don't know what we were talking about. But on the other hand, this is brain damage, and we never do. So, what else? What's going on over there? Is this the one of those famous brain damage listening parties?
What?
Is this one of those famous brain damage listening parties that people keep telling me about?
Deer Park Avenue.
How come I don't hear any drag racing in the background?
We're like in some like parking lot across from Mickey D's.
You're kidding. You're on a cellular phone?
No, what a payphone.
Oh, wow. You're running up a bill Just for us? This is great. You know, now that we have Eric here, we could have figured out a way to save you some money.
I know. What's up with that? I'm sitting here.
Well, actually, we will put him on. He'll tell you. Well, you can't really be official with that, can you? You gotta like put some music on and then call her, talk to her off the air, and we can fix that.
Ken?
Yeah.
That's cool, man. What's that noise?
What's this? Yeah.
Doesn't that sound cool?
Oh yeah, do it.
What are you doing?
You'll
find out. Watch.
Okay, I'm holding. I'm watching.
I think it is.
Did they just put a quarter in?
You just put a dime. You just put a quarter in, right?
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, we're gonna do something.
Okay.
We can't tell you what it is, but. Okay, we have to.
We can't even do it ourselves.
Oh, we can't even do it. It's not working right.
Oh, bummer.
Oh, come on, guys.
Faith to music.
Faith to music.
Okay, we gotta fix this.
Okay, you stick around. We'll put the music on.
Okay, hurry up.
Oh.
there is nothing wrong with your radio. However, there may be something wrong with your brain. So stay tuned. Yeah, she made that beeping noise. Did you make that beeping noise?
Yeah.
What are you trying to do, making those beeping noises?
It's me.
But you don't make those beeping noises. How did you make that beeping noise?
When the quarter goes in the machine.
Uh-huh. What would happen if we made that beeping noise? Can we make that beeping noise?
Why, it might sound a little something like...
The turkey boy.
We just did that. Wow.
Wow, that sounds like illicit toll fraud.
No, we're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, that's against the law.
Well, now, okay, so is there anything else on the caller's mind? I don't want the caller to freeze to death.
No, it freezes to death out here. When is the next
What?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi. What are you doing? I don't get what you're doing. Confusing.
Hello?
We're trying to confuse you.
Well, don't confuse the caller. Get rid of you.
Hello?
Hey, I don't say.
Well, I think it's time to move on to some other people.
Huh?
Is that okay?
That's fine.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Have anything else to say?
Yes, I just want to say I love everybody.
You love everybody?
I love everybody.
I'll miss you, Sue.
Sue, don't go, Sue.
Oh, she's Sue. In a euphoric mood.
I've only known you a short time, Sue, but I care so much.
Sue.
You mean so much to me. I don't understand how I'm going to go on. I can't continue, Sue.
Okay, thanks very much for calling in like that.
Bye, Sue.
Bye, Sue.
Bye.
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 Smooch.
Bye, Sue's friends.
Bye-bye now.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Sue is gone.
Good.
She didn't care.
That's not
she was
nice.
Just like the rest of them. She was just using me.
Well, I don't think she even knew who you were. Actually, you know, we haven't even introduced you guys. You're Sarlo over there? Say hi.
Yeah, I'm Sarlo. I'm from Chicago.
And you're Y.
And I'm from Alabama.
How do you spell your name, Y?
It's a letter. Usually after X, before Z.
So your name is actually Y.
Actually, in lowercase.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Why?
Because I'm better than everyone else, basically.
Well, if you were better than everybody else, wouldn't you be A? Yeah, that's why.
See, you don't question greatness because you don't understand.
Well, you see, it's my job to question anything. If Jesus Christ were here, I'd have to question him because that's just what I, you know, that's what my job entails. I'm a roving reporter type person.
Why? Believe it or not, he'd understand.
Yeah. So, why is your name Why?
Why ask why?
And how are you listed in the phone book?
Last.
Second to last.
No, he ain't.
We got to call information and find out how you listed. Chicago, right?
Yep.
Right? Okay. All right. We'll deal with this.
Chicago proper or suburban?
Don't you dare touch
proper.
Me! Stand back! No!
We're sorry. You now must dial 1 before calling another area code.
You know, you get away from this place for a couple of months and everything falls apart. Now we have to dial an extra digit.
Yeah, why do they do that?
I don't know. Why do they do that? Why do they do things like that? They just make our lives more difficult. Can we turn this music off?
Please. We sure could.
That's much better. All right. We're going to dial 1 first this time. We're going to see if there's any Y's in the phone book here.
Hollywood City.
Yes. Excuse me. Is this Chicago?
Yes, sir.
I'm looking for the phone number of Y.
The number 2 what, please?
No, Y. Not what. And with why. They always do that. They always get the thing wrong.
Why what?
Just Y.
There's no listing under the name Y, so.
Just a lowercase.
How are you spelling? So how are you spelling it?
W-H-Y.
Oh, no. It's Y. Y.
Lowercase.
Just one Y, though. Operators today, you know, they just don't know how to spell.
It's a single letter.
Just Y.
It's not that hard.
Yeah.
I have no listing under just a Y, sir.
Why?
Nothing at all? It's not even an unlisted number?
Why?
It's capital.
No, it's in lowercase. Could you check again? I don't think you did it right.
She hung up. Now, what kind of service is that when they hang up on you?
No, I've been talking to
Kim, that's not right, is it?
I don't believe that's a good idea.
Hello?
It's not a good idea to hang up on your customers. Because,
oh, definitely. I mean, that's a Ameritech.
Well, they made
75
cents off of us just for calling them now. And then they hang up on us like that.
35 cents in Chicago.
But we're not in Chicago. No. We're in New York.
Exactly.
So it's long distance.
Don't they only charge you if you actually get the listing?
You know, Ben, no. I don't know how you sound like you're coming through like my brain or something, but I like the effect. I really
Hello.
Do. You're in some kind of strange microphone there.
Wow.
It's really kind of cool.
Is that mic four?
That mic is for speaking.
Hello?
It's the one with the little fuzzy thing on it.
It's got a little fuzzy thing.
Makes us feel warm inside.
All right. Well, now, considering that we haven't actually ever really done this before, we've got so many people in the studio, I guess maybe we should take a few more phone calls so that so it makes an awful sound when you do that, you know. Absolutely awful sound. So let's take a couple more phone calls because Matt's coming back on at 1, and then we'll be back at 1:30 to do various other things, like, you know, confuse the operator and various other... Please, overreaction as usual from the programming council. Not that bad, not that bad. Ratings only drop for a few seconds, and they come right back up. So let's take a phone call. Good morning.
Why?
Yeah, how you doing, Eric?
That's more complicated than you'd want to know. So maybe you should retract the question.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let's just have some small talk.
Oh, well, I'm Mike from Corma. I used to call when Matt was on.
Uh-huh. Well, Matt will be on again in 16 minutes.
Oh.
So you can call again then.
But he doesn't want to talk to you.
If you want to talk to me now, then I guess I will.
No, he specifically said he did not want to talk to you.
Well, you is not here, I don't think. Only Y is here.
I'm just saying that...
How many letters of the outfit are we going to
No, I'm just saying. He said he did
Where's
not want
who?
To talk to you. He saw you on the line. We have caller ID, and he told him, he's like, I do not want to talk to that man. He's crazy. Why does he always call?
Y is in the studio. You is on the phone. And I don't know what's going on here.
No, I don't know. It's on third.
Who? Oh. Second base.
No, that's what?
Do you have anything to say?
No, not really. Just love the AI.
Okay, well, thanks for sharing it with us, Gil. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, I am Mr. L. How are you?
Mr. L.
You are
Hi, Mr. L. Will you be my friend?
And we are all together.
You can't be Mr. L. I'm Mr. L.
All letters of the alphabet. 1, 2, L.
We're the alphabet posse.
We have to ask that no numbers call us today because that's just not cool.
There's Matt.
It's not a number. Well, Matt is right here. Matt's with us.
I thought Tony Thomas was supposed to host the show.
Next week.
Who's Tony Thomas?
Well, that is next week.
Yes.
Oh, okay. How are you guys?
Mr. L, are you white?
How are you?
No, you're you.
What? No.
Mr. L?
X.
Jim, is there a problem?
No, wait.
Can Mr. L, the white oppressor, hear me?
We can't have this many people talking at once.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's just very confusing.
Well, we can't hear each other.
Mr. L.
How are you? How are... We. How's that?
You're going to say, how are you? We don't know because we hung up on him.
Oh, I'm sorry. So
he's probably very angry.
How are we?
And it should be, how is you anyway, because that's more grammatical.
That's true.
Well, now, how is the caller is what I want to ask.
Yes.
Yes? What kind of answer is that?
S is right next to me. Mr. S, would you like to say hi? No, not you. Would us like to say hi? Hold on, here he is.
I'm distressed.
You're distressed.
No, I'm Mr. S. S. Part of the alphabet, S.
Can we get Sue back?
Sounds like Nick.
How are you guys?
We're just great. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, are you available?
Are you white?
I'm single and I'm just in town for the night.
Okay.
And
how are we?
We, I don't know, we.
We meaning us, as in you people in the studio, and me at home. Me and Y. Me and X and Y. And
you're not here with me.
This game is too algebraic for me.
Well, I got a little question. Where is I? No, or is that where am I?
I'm right here.
No.
Hey, guys, having fun?
Where is I?
Oh, we're having a ball.
Hung up on I, right?
No, we hung up on you.
I'm hosting the show.
Oh.
So you damn well better not hang up on me.
You is hung up, X is next to me, and I'm S.
Your X? Right? Your X, is that like X? A new drug or something? Or?
I have a vagina.
Oh, well,
really?
Congratulations.
So do I.
Hello?
I have four.
Well, that's
our
revelation,
right?
That's
a liquor store.
What am I doing?
But, you know, you're not the only one.
Oh, I know the screen. That's it. X does.
Is that a,
X has a penis.
Well, okay, that might be so, too.
Yeah.
Oh, then but you're compatible.
Again, it's...
What? So you just can't say something.
Wait a minute, but isn't it supposed to be X and Y and X, or... I don't get it.
Is this a chromosome thing?
Next to me, here's the fatty
pimple. Hey, S or X, could you come down here?
Me is here. Me is right next to me. Or talk to me.
We're lonely.
Yeah, we're like, we don't have any gas either, so, like, come over.
Me is sitting right next to me, because I'm S, and X is over there, and here's the fatty pimple.
Could you hang up on her, please?
Please.
Okay, I can hang up on her, and I already did. And... As Jim Wiener, thank you very much for doing this. Jim always comes up with songs that are topical. When someone said the word vagina, he pulled up the obscure Kurt Cobain song called Moist Vagina, which a lot of people haven't heard. Thank you, Jim.
That's absolutely the most ridiculous assertion I've ever heard.
Well, that's what Jim does. But... FCC regulations require that any song with any kind of borderline words like this,
potty
we
mouth.
Have to continue talking as if they're not really playing.
Well, what do we use in the words place? The other stuff?
No, we can use the words, but we just have to keep talking as if they're not there. That's part of an FCC regulation.
I understand.
You
did.
Okay, well, then we're making some progress. No, yeah, the song's also about marijuana. It's kind of controversial.
Oh, we mustn't have it.
Shall we take another phone call?
Oh, wow, you know,
ever,
yeah, next call, please.
Have you ever wondered why Kurt Cobain never talked about, like, shooting smack in his songs? I mean, it seemed to be a pretty big thing in his life. You'd think it would pretty much outweigh doing marijuana.
He doesn't have any real druggy songs, does he?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
He has some gun
songs, though.
Why did he take so long to kill himself?
Yeah, I know. I mean, he was long overdue. I mean, it's just something that would sell records pretty much. It is a really interesting play, but actually he is working with Elvis right now, so all you Nirvana fans can rest easy.
There's a book coming out. There's a book called Cobain, which is about Kurt Cobain.
Wow.
Cobain chronicles the life and death of Kurt Cobain, Nirvana singer, songwriter, and guitarist who became an unwilling spokesperson for a new generation. And you know what? Now that he's dead, his music still sucks.
Or
it doesn't get any better.
Next call, please.
Oh, look at those phone lines light up.
Well, we have to allow this song to play to the end because Kurt does something really cool with his voice, you know? Yeah, he does that, but don't do that yourself. I'll have to fade you away if you can do that because you're spoiling the surprise. In fact, let me just sort of skip ahead. It's not skipping. Did somebody take the CD player out of skip mode? You know, that's not cool. That's not cool. Well, okay, here we go. We're going to let the song finish on its own.
And I believe that you... And that's what I believe.
Okay, thank you very much. That was Kurt Cobain and Moist Vagina there. We're here with Sarlo, Y, Ben.
Hi.
Why not?
Hey.
And we're taking phone calls 632-6901. So shall we get to another phone call?
Sure.
That tape get flipped up there.
Hello?
Oh, dear. I guess Ben never flipped the tape, did he?
Your job.
Uh-oh.
Hey, what did the deadhead say when he ran out of marijuana?
What's that?
This music sucks.
Ah. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Aaron.
How you doing?
Well,
wait,
it's not really me.
Wait a minute. You're in details?
Oh, I'm in all those stupid magazines. They just won't leave me alone.
You've really? Gotten to Hello? Details?
They just won't leave me alone, you know?
So did you meet Anka?
No, I didn't.
I'm in details.
Yeah, everyone's in details.
They're my pictures, and it's in details.
Yeah. Really?
It's my picture. It's in details.
So?
Yeah, you sleep every night.
It's not like anyone cares.
Here I am, languishing in this place, and this guy's going all over the place getting famous.
You call details famous?
Yeah.
Is that not like the smite on, like, all of your family for generations and generations?
Hello?
Hello?
That was someone coming in from the alternate studio. Anything else on your mind, caller?
No, not much really. It was just very odd to be reading, because actually I was listening to WBAI many, many, many weeks ago, and you had a program on there, except you used a different name. And I was listening, and I was like, no, that sounds like Eric. And then this person with a different name came on, and I said, damn, it just must be an amazing coincidence. But I was right. It was you. So there it is.
Well, you never know who's who in this world.
That's true.
This could all be a dream.
But oh well.
Well, where are you calling from?
Mount Sinai, but I'm moving tomorrow in Brooklyn.
Mount Sinai moving to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Well, that's quite a move.
It's moving up.
Don't expect Brooklyn to be like Mount Sinai.
Thank God.
No, it's not going to be the same. Where in Brooklyn, may I ask?
Park Slope.
That's the place where all the yuppies wind up.
I know, but it's a really cheap place.
Are you a yuppie?
Me, no. Hell no.
All the yuppies say they're not yuppies.
Do you have a
So
ball?
Far, you're 2 for 2.
I'm too young to be a yuppie.
Do you have a
Let me ask you a third question.
That's the why in yuppies.
Let me ask you a third and final question. What are you paying for rent?
$325.
Yuppies are always talking about rent, you know? I'm afraid you have pretty much convicted yourself.
Oh, well.
But I still wish you luck, and hope that someday you'll be redeemed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, any suggestions from inside as to where we should go next?
Oh, I think Confuse the Operator would be a fine selection.
Well, we do that at 1:30. We have to confuse the operator at 1:30.
Can we get Sue back, please?
That's a state regulation.
I really like Sue.
Yeah, we can't confuse operators before 1:30.
Sue, you leave. Okay.
Yeah. Sue, if you're listening, call back, please, Sue.
Actually, better yet, just stop by.
Yeah, Sue, come over, yeah. We like you, Sue.
Let's give Beck a kick.
Yeah.
Ah. There we go. Shall we go to another phone call? We have only 5 minutes left before we have to turn things back to Matt.
And then guitars again.
Good evening, you're on.
Hello.
Good evening, you're on.
Eric.
How you doing?
Oh, how is everyone in the studio?
Oh, I can't go around taking readings for everyone in the studio, but I feel okay. Jim's okay.
I just can't agree with that.
Well, Jim looks okay.
I'm a good friend of Jim, and he said that that was his recording.
That's a recording? What do you mean?
A classical show, and he said you're a genius with that man.
I'm a genius?
Yes,
I can't take credit for what Jim does.
Okay, excuse me, Eric.
Yeah, no, I can't take credit for anything Jim does.
How is why? What is it? Speak for me.
I'm sorry?
How is why?
How is why?
Are you white?
I think Y can answer that.
He's definitely white.
Hello?
He's definitely a white oppressor.
Okay, he's calling you a white oppressor.
Perhaps I should introduce myself to you all. Hello?
Yeah, introduce yourself to us all.
Not hang up. Matt always hangs up on you when I call.
Well, why would I hang up on you? There's no reason for me to hang up. Should I hang up on him, Jim?
No.
No,
Jim doesn't think I should hang up on you. No one thinks I should.
We love you.
I think you have a sexy voice.
Stay on for 3 minutes longer and I'll hang up on you.
I am the brain, the laboratory mouse trying to take over the world by assistant.
Are you a space robot?
I am not speak to about because I detest those abominable little freaks.
Have you ever had a frontal lobotomy?
Have I heard of what?
Had a frontal lobotomy.
I am a laboratory mouse. I do not indulge.
And I don't think it's right.
Would you please hang up on him?
Who said I don't think that's right?
Don't hang up.
That was our resident old lady. I don't know what she's doing here.
Would you please?
Don't do that again.
No, I wouldn't do it. She did it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes.
Hi.
You're not Sue.
I'm fine.
The world will end in 25 days.
Okay, well, that gives us... Oh, we don't make it to Christmas. Okay, so we don't have to buy anything.
Could we please ask that all the next callers don't get on downers before they call?
Okay, we're asking that you don't get on downers before you call. It's a fair request. We only have 2 minutes.
Come on, 2 minutes. Please.
Make it last.
Good evening.
Hey, bro.
Hey.
How come no women ever call?
I like to call. I got 2 things to talk about. I got a question and a problem. And I want to talk to you about this thing that happened to me today. Do you surf?
Do I surf?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm always surfing in some way. I surf mentally. Is that what you're referring to?
In a way, you could say. You know, like, I bodyboard, right?
I shoulder surf. I do that sometimes.
Well, that's cool, man. No, I mean, like, I bodyboard, right? And it was cold today, right? But I went down K Road. Man, I caught this wave and I dropped in. And it must have been at least 6 feet. It was the biggest wave I ever took, man. I was just so stoked.
Wait. You mean you went surfing on the water today?
Yeah.
It's cold out.
Oh no, I got a big 5 mil wetsuit that keeps you nice and warm. It's all wind guarded and stuff. It's great. Well, anyway, it's like when something good happens to you and no one's ever around to see it, and you're just like, damn. And then when you tell your friends, they don't believe you.
Uh-huh. That's what friends are for, not to believe things that happen to you that are important.
Yeah, they never believe me.
Uh-huh.
No, my friends never believe me. Well, anyway, here's my problem. I'm friends with this girl, right? And I really like her.
Yeah.
But right now, she's in a hospital, and I don't know if I should wait for her to come out or not.
Mental or physical?
Mental. Mental and, you know, like she's all messed up in the head.
She's all drugged up now. It's her best chance.
Yeah.
Does she have any cast? Can she run fast?
Huh?
Can she run fast?
No. That's why she's in the hospital. She couldn't run fast enough from the police.
All right. Well, you know, before we get into all the technical aspects of this, I'm going to hand things back over to Matt. This is 1 o'clock.
All right.
And, Matt, you do what you see fit with this caller. And we're going to have... a continuation at 1:30 with Confuse the Operator and all that. Stand by.
This is WUSB Stony Brook. Okay, now we swing back to... what am I going to do to beat that? God. And you guys always think I'm better. Such a tough act to follow coming on after Eric. But let's go back. Hello.
Hey, I think you're better.
Yeah, it's only because I keep people on the air longer. What's up? So you have your girlfriend's in a mental hospital.
Yeah, I don't know if I should wait for her now. Because I don't know when she comes out, if she wants to or not. I don't know.
Well, you see, let's see. Part of the mental hospital process is like you can't get into a relationship after you get out or some crazy thing like that.
Yeah.
Or is that AA? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you might think, you know, since all the problems that she has, let me drag her back in.
That's right.
Yeah,
but
you think that.
Yeah, that is if they blame you for it.
Yeah. I don't think she does though. But if she does, then it's like over, right?
Yeah. That's really it. And besides which, I guess being in love with a nut is okay.
Yeah, she is a nut, man. It's cool.
Oh, being in love with a nut is really cool. Wow. Hey.
Oh, she's crazy. It's funny. Like, she'll, like beat up people for me. I love it.
Cool.
Well,
hey,
anyway,
can you beat up some people for me? Yeah.
All right. I'd like to make a shout-out to my friend Chris. His proper name is Caper. My friend... My friend Ernie Ball, who should be calling soon. I want to hear from him. And everybody in the Dead End Boys.
Okay.
Right?
Gotta go. See ya.
Okay.
Brain damage.
Hey, that's Mike from Corum.
What was that?
Mike from Corum.
Mike from Corum, what's up?
I haven't called in a while. What's going on?
Well, have you been listening?
Oh, I just turned it on about 20 minutes ago.
Okay, so what is going on in your little neck of the woods tonight?
Not much. It's the same old. I was actually home on a Saturday night and decided to give it a call.
Oh, good.
So how you doing?
Pretty good.
That was the concert last weekend.
Concert was excellent.
Who'd you go see anyway?
Dick Dale.
Who?
Dick Dale.
Who's that?
Guitarist. Surf guitarist.
It was good?
Yes, it was very good.
It was good. So how was your week?
Typically boring as hell, and, you know, that's why I usually come up here to do this show, to spice my life up a bit.
At least it's something to do, right?
Yeah.
Can I talk to Jim?
Let's see, we'll find out.
Alright.
Nah.
Not in the mood.
No?
No, Jim said no.
No, Jim on the side.
I'll ask him again.
That's impossible.
Sorry.
All right.
I'll see if he's around. Just a second. Oh, that Jim. Sorry.
Jim.
Jim.
Yeah.
Okay.
Helmet, Mr.
Okay. That takes care of that one. Let's see. You're on brain damage.
Hello, Matt?
Yes.
Mr. Wizard.
Mr. Wizard. Why'd song you, was lousy.
Why'd you hang up on me?
Song was lousy.
I have a bad voice, Mike. They got it. All right.
Well, the song was lousy.
And I want to speak to college guy on teleconference.
I don't know if he's there. He ain't there.
Yes, he is.
I didn't put him there.
You put him there in the beginning.
Did I?
Yes.
Okay, I'll give... Yeah, might as well. One thing I like about these things, I can put people on them and then...
Hello, it's college guy. I need to talk to Mr. Wizard.
Okay. You're in.
Hello, it's Mr. Wizard. I need...
Brain damage.
Hey, what's up, man? Hold on. What's up? Listen, dude.
What?
Am I on the air now?
I think so.
Okay, listen. Me and my friend made a song up, right?
Yeah.
And this is just saying how much we hate the lead singer of Offspring because he ripped off Nirvana.
Who?
The lead singer of Offspring.
Lead singer of Offspring ripped off Nirvana. Okay, you have a song about how he ripped off Nirvana?
Yeah, and also, you know, for example, if you want to find out, for all you people who want to find out how much of a poser, liar, gold digger he is, you just have to play that Think Sir Backus, and there's Offspring right there.
Okay, let's see. I'll ask Jim Wiener here whether or not he wants to hear this song.
All righty?
That couldn't be. All
righty?
Nope. He doesn't want to hear it.
Working at it all night.
Huh?
He's been working at it, like, for 2 days.
Oh, come on. He doesn't want to hear it, though.
In Bloom.
In Bloom.
Yeah, but we just, like, change the words around.
I don't know.
It's on a tribute to Tony Thomas.
What am I going to do?
I mean, we tried our hardest, you know?
Yeah, but...
You could just, like, judge it for...
No way.
I'm sorry. He doesn't want to hear it.
Don't want to hear it?
No!
Fine. I'm sure Tony Thomas would love it.
Well, Jim's not Tony Thomas.
Well, can we talk to Jim?
Definitely not.
Sorry.
Come on, Jim. Just let us freaking play.
I absolutely disagree.
The listeners are just going to like it. If you don't like it, you just hang up. But we try it, and it sounds good, too.
That's unthinkable.
Sorry.
Think I love to play?
I don't believe that's a good idea.
Sorry.
Are you serious? Is that the
excuse
play?
Me. I'm sorry.
He refuses.
We have to break in. We have a bulletin here. The average wind speed yesterday has just been reported at 9.2. The fastest 1 minute wind yesterday, 14 from 210 degrees, and the peak wind gust 22 from the south. Thank you.
Okay, that means got people on sailboats. This is very important.
Okay, so can we play it?
No.
Why not?
Jim won't let me.
Whatever happened to freedom of speech?
I don't know. Ask Jim.
You're like, I mean, you're depriving us of our freedom of speech.
No, I'm not.
There you are. It's unconstitutional.
No.
Wait, let's see what happens when I ask him.
Oh.
Jim, you want to hear a song?
Adds no curse or anything, man.
He doesn't even say... Oh, wait a minute.
What?
I don't think he heard me.
Ask him again.
Jim, do you want to hear a song tonight?
It could be.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're starting to sway him.
What?
We're starting to sway him in one direction.
We're on the internet?
Yeah. I don't know. It's really hard to get anything by this guy.
He sounds like a real negative guy, Jim.
Yeah, he really is.
What's the big deal? You're just going to say, oh, well, that's another caller.
Well, that's another caller. Brain damage.
Yes, hi. This is Twan. Remember me?
Twan? What is that?
No, you remember I talked about eggs last time?
Eggs? Twan talks about eggs.
You remember? And then last week when you weren't there, I talked about... What did I talk about last week?
Chairs.
Grass.
Chairs?
Grass,
oh, you're the chairman?
I talked about chairs.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
I talked about chairs because I had all those different kinds of chairs.
Yeah.
Well, this week I like to talk about corn.
Corn.
There's all different kinds of corn.
Like the
there's
ones on your feet?
Indian corn. There's cream of corn. There's cornbread. There's corn flakes. There's all different kinds of corn. But my favorite corn is Cornelius. He's a boy that I know, and he's so nice. I like him a lot.
Wonderful.
Do you know Cornelius?
Nope.
You know Cornelius Bennett?
Yeah.
You know who he is?
Yeah.
He's nice, but I know a different guy named Cornelius.
Yeah.
And he is so funny. He's so nice. I like him very lot. He gives me lollipops. He gives me lots of lollipops. And they're Tootsie Roll lollipops.
Hey, does he give you those little candies that come out on sheets?
Excuse me?
Does he give you those little candies that come out on sheets?
Yes. Those little candies that come out on sheets. I
that
like
explains
those.
It.
Cornelius, nice guy.
That explains it.
And what were those guys talking about with all those letters before?
Who, Y?
They were talking about Y's and X's and...
No, that's actually a guy's name, Y.
Is his name really Y?
It is.
His first name Y or his last name Y?
Yeah, I think his first name is Y and his last name is Not.
Why not? Oh, stop, you're so screwy.
Why not? I don't know. Third base.
Hey, Twan?
Why, what are they talking about? I was getting so confused. I was like, who are these people? Why are they there?
Hey, can I ask you a question, Twan?
No.
Let's go ahead.
It's not why are they there. Why is there?
Why is there?
Why is there?
Wait, why is here?
No, why is here?
Excuse me.
Oh, why is there? What did he want to ask me? He wants to ask me a question.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I'd like to make a clarification.
What?
Why's last name is not why. It's Windows.
It's Why Windows.
Right, exactly.
Why Windows?
Yeah, why Windows when Mac is better?
Why penis chicken? Why? Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, why Windows when Mac is better?
Big Macs?
What do they call a Big Mac in France?
Why? Is that your
same
favorite
thing.
Letter, or are you just trying to be really screwy and mess me up?
We thought that was your job.
Why?
Oh, you're not turning me on.
Oh, what is this now? The sex line?
No, sex Benny Ben. Sorry.
They call it Big Mac, Le Big Mac.
Wait,
yeah.
Big Mac now?
That's
yeah.
The corner pounder is called.
What?
Hot dog.
It's called...
Cartier Leifer?
No, it's called Le Grand. What is it?
The big one?
Royale.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, Royale. You know, oh, that's right.
Do you know why it's called Royale?
Why?
Do you know why they don't call it the quarter pounder?
Why?
Metric system.
That's right.
Check out the brains on Ben.
Why don't they call it a quarter pounder?
Yeah. Hey, what do they call a Whopper in
Why
France?
Don't they call it a Whopper?
I got a Whopper for you. Hang up on her.
It's a joke. A Whopper is a joke.
Hang up on her.
Brain damage. Oh, my God. The invasion of the Twit Snatchers. Brain damage.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey.
What's going on?
Well, what do you think?
I just got home. Knicks win tonight?
I have absolutely, believe it or not, no idea.
There's no clue?
I have no clue. That's why I'm on this show. I have no clue.
Yeah, the Knicks won.
Today?
Thank you.
Cool.
Yeah, it was like 150 to
8.
Oh, what happened again?
Did you catch the Inter Squad at St. John's game?
Oh, the red and white? No, I was too busy doing Stony Brook games.
Yeah, they won.
Oh,
well,
cool.
Yeah, St. John's definitely won that game since they were playing each other.
I wasn't asking who won that. I'm just asking if you caught it.
No, they were playing each other, not playing with... Well, actually, they were playing with themselves.
By playing a good game, they all won.
Yes.
Lupe scored 30 points.
Great, against his own team.
Yeah, I know. Hey. See the article in the paper about Allen Iverson?
Yeah, and that we're going to go into that in detail tomorrow night on the sports section, believe me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but I do have to go because I have I got to deal with the sports when the sports are on. I got to deal with this when this is on. I only have, well, how many minutes to do so? I have 18 minutes.
Put me aside then.
Okay, I'll see what I can do. Hang on. Hey, we're supposed to save the caning for later.
Don't push me like that.
Get
to the next
hello.
No, Steve. Steve. Hello.
Okay. Fix that real quick. Brain damage.
Hi, Matt.
Hello.
Right brain.
Oh, it's the right brain.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Okay, what's up?
So, you're psyched for next week?
Yeah.
Good. So, what do you think so far? What's going on with this?
Today?
Yes.
I haven't really been listening. I just got home.
Okay.
Oh, hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, I'm at my friend's house right now. And
okay.
I tried to call last week, but I couldn't get through, and I tried to call before, and it was busy.
So where's the left brain tonight?
She's at her house. I just dropped her off before.
Okay, so the left brain is probably listening, too.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm sure she is. She didn't call in today?
Haven't heard from her yet.
Oh, all right.
Or maybe I did when Eric was on.
What?
Eric and I are sharing the show tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
One from last week?
Well, last week was, somebody filled in for me, right?
Yeah.
Kurt. Yes, Kurt Rotterdam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he took on the name Dangerous Kitchen last week. What he called, yeah. Where he tries not to get burned and usually fails.
What have you been talking about so far, Mr.?
Well, what have we been talking about? Nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah, it was a typical Seinfeld-esque episode into the realms of nothingness.
That's cool. I saw an interview with a vampire yesterday.
Cool.
It was really good.
How good was... Tom Cruise was actually passable as a vampire.
Yeah, he really was.
Hey, if he can play Ron Kovic, he can play a vampire, right?
It was really gory, but it was, like, funny, you know?
Ah, good. Then typical cheap horror movie style.
So, when I host... or whatever with you next week, are you going to be there like with
of course
me?
Yes, that's part of the deal. I have to be here to work the board. Don't know if I'm going to talk at all, but also that also means that you and the left brain and Tony Thomas will also be in about half hour to an hour early, so I can teach you how to use the phones and how to hang up on people and make fun of them and do stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, well, I do have, let's see, Emmanuel Goldstein sitting within the booth over there?
Yes, and I have to be distorted to protect my identity.
Okay. So, yeah, I guess after he appeared with Koppel, I think life just hasn't been the same.
Life has not been the same. I've been stalked mercilessly day and night. I can never find any peace, no matter how hard I look.
Yeah.
It's living... heck.
Yes, I'm going to go take care of that during the week. But Emmanuel Goldstein has been in deep trouble because, what is it, the Girl Scouts put out a contract on you?
It was actually the Brownies.
Oh, God.
And they are fairly merciless as far as when they target the particular entity.
Yeah, the Brownies can be really, really dangerous. It has something to do with the fact they come in human waves.
They are inhuman. They know no mercy.
Yeah, then when you have 20 of them going after you in one moment, then it's, oh, God. I shudder to
think. Ask yourself, the Girl Scouts sell cookies. The Boy Scouts help old ladies across the street.
Yeah.
Just what do the Brownies do?
Yeah, what do the
Brownies are the brains. The Brownies are the enforcers.
That's right.
Be careful of the Brownies.
Yeah, you always wondered why they wear the same colors as Adolph's Brown shirts.
They wear the same colors as New York City traffic enforcement. Think about it.
Oh, wow.
Think about it.
To me. God, the guys who write the traffic tickets and tow the cars away and harass the cab drivers.
Oh, my God. They found me. I got to go.
Okay, oh, they got him. Damn. You know, we can't keep the security in this place is pathetic. We can't keep the brownies out.
Well, anyway, people running for the studio just now.
Yeah, the ones in the brown dresses, right? Yeah.
Yeah, what was all that?
Yeah, the Halston designer brown dresses. Yeah, it was a really hard scene here.
Yeah, I'm gonna go lock the door.
Yeah, yeah, we have to lock the door. Well, actually, we're really stuck because the door is brown. Anyway, that's one thing you will find out, right brain. You still there?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, what happened was I had a conversation with Emmanuel Goldstein, who's been stalked by the brownies over the recent weeks since he's been on Nightline. As soon as his face got out all over the country, they have been relentless.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, if I have room, I'm gonna put you on the side because I do need to talk to you after the show.
Okay, I'm confused right now.
Okay, so are we.
Okay.
Hang on. Okay. Hi there.
Whoa.
I need a head count badly.
Wait,
you may have to
see. I want to collect two more.
Oh, okay. So I'm only putting on this one more.
All right.
Okay. You're in.
Hello.
Stick around for a while. Okay. That's one person I actually need to talk to off the air. So let's talk to some more people on the air in the 12 minutes I have remaining. Brain damage.
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Not much. I was wondering if you could park me on the side.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do need to talk to you, too. Hang on. These are next week's hosts, folks. So I... Hi.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay. Okay. You're in.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Stick around for a while. Now, brain damage.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on tonight?
I just got home. I was wondering what's going on. Like, I got home and...
Don't you listen in your car?
I don't have a car.
How'd you get home?
I walked.
Don't you have a Walkman?
No. I've got a Discman.
Yeah, a Discman doesn't have a radio on it.
No. I got the cheap Discman.
Life... What would life be without radio? I don't understand why people don't have radios.
I have radios. I think I'm listening to you.
Now you are. Yeah, you got one in your home, but you can't have one. You don't carry one around with you?
No.
So you just waltz in at 1:19. The show's an hour and 19 minutes old. You don't know what's going on, and you could have if you had a radio.
I got home at like 1, and I turned on the show.
Oh.
Hey, and it's just been really screwed up so far, and I'm just like wondering what's going on.
Well, screwed up in a relative sense, I'm sure.
Well, it's just like, I know you got Eric there, right?
Jim, is the show really screwed up?
Possibly.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's screwed up. I'm just saying, like, it's been odder than normal. Odder than usual, actually.
Okay, I'll accept that.
Okay?
Yes.
So, what's going on? Any major topics tonight?
Major topics? What, you think this show has topics?
Well, we were talking about the mall guys one time, and we get some topics sometimes.
Topics?
Yeah.
What are topics? Since when did brain damage have a theme?
I didn't say theme, I just said topic.
Topics. Every time everybody comes up with a topic, nobody wants to talk about it. That's why we don't come up with topics. Nostradamus predicted OJ's going to get off, by the way.
I don't care.
Good.
I have no opinion on that. I'm just like, I don't care. He's in California.
How old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
Me.
Damn. Too young to be on the jury.
I wouldn't want to be anyway.
No, but you're the type of person they want. Someone who doesn't care.
You
know, maybe we should send his name to Lance Ito anyway.
What?
Maybe we should send his name to Lance Ito anyway. Yeah, get him on the O.J. Simpson jury, but then he can't listen to us at all because he'll be on the West Coast.
Yeah, but I have some taping.
Yeah, you can do that. But wait a minute. Isn't listening to the radio cause for automatic disqualification from the jury selection?
I think they already picked the jury, and
Well, they're letting them
not to listen to the radio or the news or the TV or...
I think that kind of means us too.
They're letting you listen to the radio as long as they listen to it first, I think.
Oh, they listen to this show, they'll definitely won't let you. No, in the second thought, maybe they will. I figured, listen to this, no harm done. Who knows, maybe it'll erase what's left, what's in, all the other OJ stuff that's in your brain. It erases everything else, why not?
I'm so sick of OJ, I don't even want to hear about her.
Neither do we. Gotta go.
Oh.
What?
You can fit me on the side?
No room. Full.
Okay. Thanks.
See ya. Brain damage.
Yo, what's up, Matt? How was the Dick Dale concert?
It was awesome.
Yeah? Where was it again, man?
It was downtown.
Downtown? Was it in Madison Square Garden?
Nah, not that big.
No,
it was a Knick game going at the same time. What do you want?
Yeah. Wait, a Knick game? A preseason game?
No, we're into the season already.
No, we're not, are we, really?
Yes, we are.
How many games?
We've played, four now?
Four? What's their record?
I think they've won them all.
Oh, did they, man? They're going to win it this year.
Well, we'll see what happens. But anyway, you want to ask him a question?
He wants to ask me a question?
Yes.
Are you white?
Am I white? No, man, I'm not white.
You're a white oppressor, aren't you?
My name is Tyrone. I'm not white. I'm a big black man. Big, rich black man.
You're an oppressor of the white man.
I'm a what? I'm a president of the white man? What'd you say? I have a big black penis?
Excuse me?
I didn't understand what you said.
You are an oppressor of the white man.
I'm an oppressor of the white man?
An oppressor, yes.
That's because I have my Glocks. Matt knows about my Glocks, right, Matt?
Yes, I know about your Glocks.
You ever buy one with my 250, my $1.50?
Yeah, whatever happened to the 250?
My $1.50. I think the stinking mailman stole my letter, and I'm going to find him and kick his ass.
Yeah.
He stole my money.
Yeah, and then he can give it to me.
$1.50. He stole my 250.
Yeah, a guy was going to pay me $250 to be on the show.
That's ill, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's the most money I've ever made doing this show.
A lot of money, and I figure I give it to you as a present. You could buy a Glock to shoot that kid in the mouth that say you suck. You know, I don't think he ever called back because I think he's scared because he knows I kick his ass.
You and a whole bunch of other people, too.
Yeah, I protect you, man. I got your back. I say, yo, punk, I kick your ass. You mess with Matt. I say, that's right, man.
I'm glad this guy's on my side.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah, I wrap you in the mouth with my jungle penis.
Hey, Matt.
Ooh.
Matt.
Yes.
You suck.
No, man. I'm going to kill you. What you said about my boy? I'm going to kill you. What you talking about, Matt? Does he want to be wrapped in the mouth with my jungle penis?
It's because I'm white, isn't it?
What? Oh, man. Don't prosecute me because I'm black. Don't prosecute me. It's my 250. I got my Glock.
I got a 350, haha.
I'm putting Matt like that. No, you don't do that. You don't step up like that, brother. You don't step. Man.
Hey, Tyrone.
I don't deal with that, man. I'll deal with that stuff, man. Matt's my boy. Why are you tripping? Why are you tripping?
Hey, Tyrone.
Yeah.
You suck.
No, man. I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna kill you, boy. Matt's got mad props. He's with me, man. Matt's with me. Me and Matt. We like that. We're brothers.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding, Tyrone.
Why you be fucking?
I'm just kidding. I really.
You better be kidding, man.
I love you, man.
Boy.
I love you, man.
My boy.
Really, I love you, Tyrone.
Thanks a lot, man.
Okay, Tyrone, we gotta move on. I got a whole bunch of other people waiting and 5 minutes to do it in.
All right, now if these boys start messing with you again, I'm gonna call up and I'm gonna start raising some hell.
Okay.
Penis will be swinging, man.
Yeah. Where's my 250? See ya. Brain damage.
What? Hello?
Yes.
Hey, well, how you doing, guys? This is Lippy Badstone. Remember me, guys?
Lippy Badstone. You're the one who's got the lips that are so big, look like my butt sideways, right?
No, I got the lips that the ladies want. Usher's lips. First of all, Eric.
Hey, Lippy.
Eric.
Lippy.
Eric's 4 minutes away.
Oh, all right. Listen now. Hello?
Yes.
I'd like to say, First of all, hi to all the young ladies out there. I love you all. That's right. And I'd like to, if you wouldn't mind, a little bit of the ladies one-on-one. You know, just me and the ladies, you know what I mean? Okay, because right now it's...
Hey, since when did we get a 900 area code?
It's Lippy Slippy time.
Lippy Slippy time.
Lippy Slippy time.
Hey, Lippy.
Yeah?
Want to hear a knock-knock joke?
Your boyfriend just dumped you.
Lippy. Lippy.
Lippy. Lippy, Lippy, Lippy,
Lippy. Lippy.
Knock, knock.
That's right.
Knock, knock, Lippy.
No.
He ain't listening.
I think you should hang up on him.
Okay, you ain't answering. Brain damage.
Hello?
Hello.
Sue and Candy and Jackie E.
Hey, Sue.
Hey,
welcome back.
Eric?
Hey, Sue.
Yes.
Knock, knock.
Yes. No, wait, we got to get everybody in here in just a second. Hey, guys, I could have turned the mics back on here, you know. Okay. Sue. Get back.
Sue, are you still on a payphone, Sue?
Yeah, what's that time now? We heard you on Southern State. Like, oh, where's Sue? Sue's going down Southern State Parkway.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what happens when you don't have a cellular phone.
Oh, yeah. I don't have a cellular.
Hey, Sue, you want to hear a knock-knock joke?
Yes.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
O.J.
Who?
Congratulations, you're on the jury.
Hey, Sue, that's the best one I've heard yet.
What?
Hey, did you hear that OJ confessed?
No.
Yeah, that he said he did it with some hedge clippers, so they gave him 3 years for trimming.
For clipping.
For clipping, yeah. they squeezed the confession out of him.
That's funny.
No,
okay.
It's not.
Oh. Hey, Sue. Okay, you got guys. You got to put her on the phone for her to hear you.
I can't hear
him
because I am on the phone.
The button is not blinking.
What's the button?
I'm explaining to them how to operate the phone. The button that is not blinking.
Come on, Mr. South Carolina boy.
It's called Studio One.
Studio One.
Okay.
Hey, Sue.
Yes.
Okay, now you can hear. Now you can hear them and they can hear you.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Sue.
What's up?
Hi.
How you doing?
Sue.
Yes?
Sue, I've only known you a short time.
Yes?
But you know, I feel that we've grown really close.
Yeah?
And I was wondering, you know, if you're not, like, doing anything for, like, the rest of your life,
uh-huh.
If, you know, you'd, like, get married. I'd give you a dollar if you'd get married.
Sure! You gonna get me an engagement ring?
Yeah.
Yeah?
We'll
get you a puppy.
What is that?
We'll get you a puppy. Yeah, a wedding puppy.
Do you not like puppies?
Hey, Jackie's making fun of you. Give me a puppy.
She's making fun of us?
Yeah, Jackie's mad. Give me a puppy.
Oh, gosh, we're
crushed.
She's
jealous because we love you more.
Yeah.
Ah, Jackie's mad.
So,
you hurt her feelings. Say, tell Jackie you love her.
So, I don't love her, Sue.
I love you.
Sue, now we were talking about possibly having a round table on the Peloponnesian...
What did you say?
We were talking about having a round table on the Peloponnesian War, and we were wondering if you might want to moderate.
Sure.
Okay, great. So, we'll keep you on the line, and we'll have that little conversation later on.
Okay.
Okay, stay on the line,
Sue.
Okay, we're almost ready.
Bye, Sue.
We're almost ready to go to our confuse the operator bit. You guys in there have to press the right button, though, otherwise we're not going to be able to continue.
Which one do we push?
Press the solid one, the one that's the right.
Sue!
Yeah, just press that and try not to make too much noise. Okay, I think you got it.
Sorry, Sue, I had to do it. I'm sorry.
We are almost ready to confuse the operator. We're going to have a special guest coming in. Before we do that, a rather interesting feature. Guess what we found? We found some Argentinian ska music. Oh, yeah, this is cool, isn't it? And right after this, we're going to confuse some operators. Stand by.
might be so.
Okay, well, I think you get the idea. We have coming into the studio from very far away. I wasn't able to catch the country, but we have Nayem Roban coming in from very far away. Was your trip acceptable?
It's desert goes down.
Okay, well, you're nodding, so I assume that means everything was peachy and fine. Good. Well, you seem happy to be here. How long will you be staying in this country?
Oh, you're not guess four?
Okay. You're holding up three fingers on one hand, and you're holding up your thumb on the other hand. So let's just say you're probably going to be here about maybe a week or perhaps longer than that.
Dozens?
Okay. Fine. I think I understood that. Well, we are going to be making some phone calls, and you volunteered to help us here, and we do appreciate that. Thank you very much for coming in. We're just going to let the Argentinian ska play out here, and then we're going to call up some operators, and we'll be taking some more phone calls later at 632-6901. Remember, this is brain damage, and what that means, well, I don't really know what that means. It just means that we're all here together right now until 2 o'clock. Listening to Argentinian ska and confusing operators and welcoming special guests like Nayem Roban. I know you're an important person, but and you've been in the news. I know a lot of our listeners probably recognize your name. What exactly are you in the news for?
About the skull.
I'm sorry?
About the skull.
All right. Well, It's very important. That's all we know. Okay, well, let's get right into our feature because we have no time to waste. So we're going to do that right now. Confuse the operator here on brain damage. Yes, that music means it's once again time to reach out across the hemispheres of various places and confuse operators all over the world. So we have with us our special guest, Nayem Roban, from... I'm pronouncing that correctly, am I?
Dos.
Okay, well, I'll continue unless you tell me to stop. Nayem Roban will be helping us to confuse the operator here. Let's just move the telephone over, and we're going to... No, that's as far as it gets. Okay. Now, what we're going to do is reach out and get a dial tone... I'm sorry. No, you're pulling too hard. Okay. All right. We're going to try... You requested three operators, and the first one we're going to try is AT&T, okay? So let's go right away to the AT&T operator, and I hope nothing has changed here since I did this last. I think we have to dial 8 now. All right? And then 10288... which is the AT&T carrier access code, and then 0. Let's hear what happens. And you'll do the talking from now on. As soon as we get an operator line.
AT&T. To place a call, please dial the number that you are calling now.
I think
we have... Or for assistance, say operator now.
Okay. Operator now.
Please hold for operator assistance.
Okay, here we go.
AT&T, may I help you?
Quiz Nanpa.
Excuse me?
Quiz Nanpa? Quiz Nanpa? Quiz Nanpa?
What number?
Quiz Nanpa, I also think when Dallas
O'Valenay. I don't know what you're saying. Speak English.
English. Quiz nan pa hai o sen quintala silvalanai.
Sir? Hello?
Da.
Do you speak English?
English, no. Quiz nan pa hai o sen quintala silvalanai.
Hello?
Da. No English. English, no.
Well, what language do you speak, sir?
Quis nanpa, I all think, quintala sobaonai.
What language?
As Talsak Senior Island, Grinnelli.
Operator, may I help you?
Quis nanpa, I all think.
Hello?
No English. Quis nan pa hayos en quintala sobaonai.
Big English.
No English. Quis nan pa.
I don't understand you, sir.
No English. No.
Do you speak, sir?
Astazak, Senor Allen Krenawi. Sa akbla tantangwasa.
English.
Tantangwasa.
In English.
No English. Quiz nanpa.
What language?
Tantangwasa.
What language?
Tantangwasa. No English. Tantangwasa. Astazak, Senor Allen Kurenawi. Supervisor.
I don't know what went wrong, but the operator seems to have disconnected. Perhaps AT&T is having trouble with your request. I'm sorry about this. Usually our operators have better service than this. I can see you're quite red in the face, and I can understand that. I would be too. So what we're going to do, fortunately, in this country, in this country, though, we are blessed with more than one long-distance phone company. We have competition, and it's for just such a reason that we do have choices. So what we're going to do is, I guess MCI is the second biggest, so let's go to them next. I really hope this works. Okay, now we're going to dial 10222, which is the MCI code, and then 0 to get an MCI operator. And I'm sure that... you know, since they're the upstart company, that they'll be a little bit more capable of handling your special request. Okay, let's see if we get a
MCI
operator.
May I help you?
Yajev's quiz nanpa?
Pardon?
Yajev's quiz nanpa, please.
I'm sorry, I don't understand you, what you're saying, sir. Do you want to place a call?
Ga, no English. Quisp nanpa?
What language do you speak?
Bantangwasa.
Please hold for language assistance.
Okay, it seems like we're getting somewhere now. This is a good sign.
International operator, how may I help you?
Quisp nanpa. Iolsen Quintala Sovalanai.
Excuse me?
Quisp nanpa. I also send Quintala Silvalanai.
Do you speak Chinese? Korean?
No. Tantangwasa.
Okay.
As balak moi pelen sa ak la tantangwasa.
Is this in Vietnamese? Vietnam?
No English.
Yeah, what language do you speak?
Quis nanpa, I also send Quintala.
Thai?
Quis... Quis nanpa.
One moment, please.
Da.
Hey, we're getting somewhere. This is good to know that we're moving up in the hierarchy.
Hello, đây là tổng đài MCI.
Quis nanpa, hai ô sen quần tao sau vào này.
You calling to Thai?
Tan tan gua sa.
Còn có không ạ?
Tan tan gua sa. Quis nanpa, hai ô sen quần tao sau vào này.
One moment, please.
With each step, we're getting a little closer to our goal. And that's what's important.
the number. Hello, sir?
Gwiz Fnanpa?
Yeah, that is the number that you're calling.
As Balik my parents, I Akla Tantangwasa.
Okay, give me the number, please.
Tantangwasa.
Okay, what is the number? Number. Phone number.
Quiz.
Something. Phone number.
Quiz Fnanpa.
How do you say phone number? Hello?
Ga?
Sir?
Ga?
Can you give me the phone number?
Tantangwasa. No English.
I know no English. Just can you give me the number?
Quiz Fnanpa.
We don't have somebody that speak your language.
Call.
Call to where?
Tantangwasa.
Okay, where's the number? Number 85719. Where's the number?
85719?
No, no, you tell me the number.
Number?
Uh-huh.
85719.
5719? No, I just said that. Where is the number?
Number?
Yeah.
Ask Dazak, Senor Allen.
Okay, so I'm going to have to disconnect now.
I need call.
Thank you.
Call.
Okay, call. You're going to have to give me the number.
Number?
Do you have a number that you would like to dial?
8517?
517? Uh-huh.
Da?
Yes?
Number? Quiz Nanpa.
Okay, 517?
Quiz Nanpa. 517? 85?
Hello?
Da?
I'll disconnect now. Thank you for using MCI.
Well, now, I guess something came up with MCI because he had to leave suddenly. It's awfully strange. You seem to be making yourself quite clear as to what it is that you need. What language do you speak?
Tantangwasa.
Okay, I'm not going to pursue that too far. But it seems that if you ask for that, they should be able to help you. They were certainly more helpful than AT&T, I guess. All right. You look like you're about ready to kill someone.
So I
think let's give one more phone company a chance, and then maybe we'll actually get someplace. I'd sure like to see where we're going with this, because this sounds like, you know, you really have an interesting phone number there. You have an interesting discussion to talk about, and it only seems fair that we reach the person in the first place. So Sprint is another phone company, 10333, and then 0. And let's keep our fingers crossed on this, folks. Tanguasar.
Tangshan.
Ga.
Quiz Nanpa. Hay os encuentrado su varone?
Hello, this is for long distance. May I help you? Quiz
Nanpa. Hay os encuentrado su varone?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
No English. Quiz Nanpa. Tanguasar.
What language do you speak, sir?
As Balak, my parent.
Calling your parents?
Astazak.
What country?
Senior Island, Cronulli.
What number are you calling, sir?
Tagore.
Igor?
Tagore.
One moment.
Okay, sounds like she understood you. That's a good sign. I'm giving you the thumbs up here, so. Can put a big smile on your face. It probably wouldn't help if I broke in.
I don't understand.
Resle, est balak moi pelen sa akvla tentanguasa. Quist nanpa.
Let me get a supervisor on, see if they know what you're saying. One moment, please.
Hi.
Okay, this is a good sign.
I'm placing you on hold for just a moment.
Okay. They sound like they're going to be helping out. So let's just hold on. Well, while we're waiting...
Please, Terry.
Hello. I've been trying to make phone call. I talked to your operator. She no speak English. I say 874...
Hello, sir?
I say 874-2938, and no number. No number. She no connect.
Hello, sir?
Sir...
Hello?
Is this service I get? I loyal customer.
How are you billing your call?
I am calling through service. I am loyal customer and I get treated like this.
How are you paying for your call?
I am loyal customer.
Sir, I understand that. We need to know how you're going to pay for your call.
With telephone.
I'm sorry?
Excuse me, I need to intercede here. I'm the moderator. Now, it seems that we have a complaint by the customer, and we need to resolve that first before we talk about how we're going to be billing.
Okay, what is the complaint, sir?
Okay, the complaint seems to be, if I understand this correctly, that he was communicating a request, and it just was not received in the proper way. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah. I call a telephone number. She say, no, don't understand. You no speak English?
Okay, do you have a reply for that?
When the call was connected to me, all I know is the operator could not understand what the gentleman was requesting. That is why I'm on the line now.
Okay. Is there possibly something wrong with your equipment?
No, there's not.
Okay. There's no garbling of voices going on. Because are you having trouble understanding him now?
I just came on the line, sir. I haven't spoke to him, so I don't know if there's any trouble or not.
I need phone call. I'm a loyal customer. This is treatment I get. I switch my long distance. AT&T treat me much better.
I do apologize for that, sir, but I am on the line, so I can try and help you now.
No. I will go straight to AT&T. They treat me with respect.
Okay. He does seem rather anxious now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to him for a while. I'll see if I can bring him around, and we'll try this again later on.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good night now.
You too.
Okay. Well, I guess that's going to pretty much wrap up our Confuse the Operator segment for tonight. I'm sorry we never got to the phone call in the first place, but sometimes that happens. This is an ongoing presentation of Brain Damage. Sometimes we get through. Sometimes we just, we have trouble of some sort. Thank you, Naam Roban, for stopping by.
Nah.
Got to you, too. Something, wasn't it? We have a couple of late-breaking news items. German scientists. You're not German, are you?
Duh.
Oh, okay. German scientists celebrated with coffee and gummy bears after the Atlantis... Coffee and gummy bears. Gotta try that. After the Atlantis astronauts safely retrieved an orbiting atmospheric observer. One of the scientists says there will be time for champagne after the shuttle returns with the satellite on Monday. Champagne, coffee, and gummy bears. Those Germans really know how to celebrate. We also have this update from South Carolina. Ben, that's rather close to you, isn't it?
That's right down south below me.
Okay. Well, North Carolina, South Carolina, I guess we could have figured that out, huh? Okay. Well, experts in the tobacco industry are praising the Republican congressional sweep and breathing a sigh of relief. Now, that's something maybe someone could help me understand here, that all these people in the tobacco industry are breathing a sigh of relief, perhaps coughing and gagging some relief that I could understand, but yeah. Anyway, President Clinton and Democratic congressional leaders earlier this year proposed raising the cigarette tax to help pay for health care reform, and the soon-to-be House Speaker Newt Gingrich says he is opposed to any sort of tax increase, so that's going to go right down the tubes, isn't it? And what else? Oh, we lost everything else, so there is nothing else. There.
A man got a hole-in-one.
Oh, that's right.
And,
did you hear about that?
Yeah, he got a hole-in-one, and the next hole, he was, like, just happy and joyed. He didn't seem too overjoyed, though, and he kind of closed his eyes, said, oh, no, and dropped dead.
Yeah, he died. Struck a hole-in-one, and then...
It was the whole of his life.
Whole of his life, yeah. Well, I guess you're going to go, that's the way to go. We're all going to go sometime, so we might as well go with a hole-in-one. Okay, that's pretty much it, I guess. What's it? Oh, yeah, okay, we're gonna take a phone call. Naeem, would you like to make a phone call?
Gah.
Okay, you're nodding a lot, so I guess that means yes. You can understand what I say to you, right?
Gah.
But, you know, whenever you shake your head no, you say gah. When you nod your head yes, you say gah too. So it's an interesting language where the same thing is communicated both ways.
So fancy.
Yeah. So you're going to take a phone call now, so let's get the first listener on and see how this goes. I'll say good evening, and then we'll allow you to carry on the conversation. Good evening. Is there a caller here?
Howdy, big guy.
Okay, I'm not the big guy.
Well, listen,
let me just get that straight right away. I'm not the big guy. I'm not talking right now because Naeem's going to talk, okay?
Who?
All right, I'll put him on right now. Go ahead.
Your hall?
All right. Well, good job. This is Big Charlie. I want to say, Eric, I'm glad that you're back. It's been a long time. We don't know where you've been. We heard you went to, I don't know, New York City. That's the guy.
That's the guy. That's the guy.
Hey, Big Charlie. Guess
yeah,
who's
what do
here?
You want?
Yeah. So what's up, stalker?
I guess he's breathing, thinking about it. Let's go to another call. Good evening. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm Tom. Hi.
Hi, Tom. Do you have something to say to Naeem?
He's been gay.
Yahoo and Kerj.
Hello?
Yov.
Hello.
The fancy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Ja.
How you doing?
So fancy.
How do you like our country?
Yeah, well.
How do you like our country?
Yeah, well.
Vagina scars.
The tour.
Penis goes in vagina.
Okay.
The tour.
Oh, all right. That's an interesting topic, but we don't have much time. So, hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi, what's up, man? I called last week.
Well, I haven't been here in about 6 months, so I wouldn't remember that.
What's up, man? Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank
and,
you very much.
I'm going to tell you about the spaceship.
Spaceship.
Yeah. Remember, this is hard to say, right? Remember I told you that they abducted me? And, like, they took me to their planet Goldar. They did it again. They took some tests on me.
Uh-huh.
They ripped out one of my testicles, smashed my peanut area, and totally destroyed my sphincter.
Okay, what we're going to do now is we're going to transfer you over to the medical hotline, because that's where you ought to be... Or to be referred. Okay, let's go to another phone call. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, I got Tony Thomas from Face Your here.
You have Tony Thomas or you are Tony Thomas?
Tony Thomas.
Are you white?
What?
Are you white?
Yeah.
You are the white oppressor.
Matt there?
You are the white oppressor.
This is Matt.
Matt still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, Matt's not there? Well, I got a song.
You do?
Want to hear it?
I'd love to.
Is it a clean song?
Is it clean?
Yeah, they are every week.
No potty words.
We don't like clean songs.
No, it's about cake dough.
It's about what?
Geeks.
Geeks?
Cake.
Cake dough?
Paint.
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 Play-Doh.
All right. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, wait. You Argentinian ska people? Cut it? Okay, good.
Hold on.
All right. We got him to be quiet.
Yeah.
Just waiting for the song here to begin.
I
lot of acoustic work there.
How I love my cake. My oven mitts, they help me bake. I don't cook no steak. Prepare the Lando Lake for goodness sake. Oh no, my cake is burnt. Oh no, my cake is burnt. 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 I used to be the master cook, but I lost my favorite book. I need it back or I will cry. It was signed by Jara Safari. Without this book, I have no life. I ought to stab myself with the knife. Cake to me is the ultimate treat. It makes my life so complete. The store, I sampled cake and then I needed more cake to fulfill. I ate all the cake on my windowsill. Oh no, my cake was burned. Oh no, my cake was burned. 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 I used to be the master cook, but I lost my favorite book. I need it back or I will cry. It was signed by Jara Safari. Without this book, I have no life. I ought to stab myself with the knife. Cake to me is the ultimate treat. Make my life so complete.
Okay. Now, how's the audience? Okay. You're getting a thumbs up from everybody. Jim Wiener, did you like that?
There's no way around that conclusion.
Okay, Jim seems to have liked it too. Very, very nice. So I guess if there's anything we can help out, is if anybody has seen your book, they can contact us and we'll get back to you.
Oh, it's only my song.
What about the book?
I got no book.
But you're singing about a book that you lost.
Recipe book.
Was that all a lie?
Yeah. Were you lying about this? That kind of taints the whole song. Then
well,
if
we trusted
lie.
You.
I really lost. I thought you were saying I wrote a book.
No, the book you lost. The book you lost that was signed by the guy, I assume you want it back, right? So you can become a master cook again.
Oh, yes.
That's my understanding of it. Okay, so what we're going to do is put out an all-points bulletin for the book. If any of our listeners have seen it, please contact us, and we will get to you.
Oh,
and I just wanted to...
The song is good, too. I like the song.
Yeah,
I like the song.
Just a little bit of advice. If you were to shoot yourself like Kurt Cobain, you would probably make a whole bunch of money.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, but there's a downside to that, too.
Yeah,
because
it's a little hard to collect.
It's difficult to spend, hard to collect, you know, no end of
that's
problems.
That's the price of fame.
No
that's
taxes.
True. That's true. That's true. There are no taxes on it. That you can avoid the taxes. But, you know, the paperwork is rather difficult.
It's a good way to get out of child support, too, because he would have been paying for that kid forever.
Yeah. Well, you know, we can talk about this for a long time, but Gary Pecorino's up next. Is that right?
That's it.
Okay, he's standing in the background. And we have to go.
But I want to thank everyone for coming by. Thanks, Ben, from North Carolina.
Good night, everybody.
You head on back now.
I love you all.
All right.
Really, I love you a lot. Just really.
Get him away from the microphone.
You don't have any idea.
Ow! Just get him away. Ow! All right. Outside. Sarlo and Y, say goodbye.
Bye. We love your state. It's very, very clean and pretty.
Okay. Why any comments?
I love you, Sue.
Okay, and the two of you are off back now to Chicago, so why don't you head back? Matt has been here throughout.
Gus Nampa.
Okay.
Well, okay.
Maybe you two can talk
yes,
about
we
that.
Do have an announcement to make. Next week, of course, those of you who are regular listeners to the show, is the Anyone Can Host program, so I expect you to be here with bells on.
Okay.
As cool. In the bells on a telephone.
Okay. Nine, step up. Nine Robin is on his way out, too. I imagine you're heading back to your land of origin.
Duh.
Okay. Somehow, you know, I knew you were going to say that. Well, thanks for stopping in, and is there anything that you wish to convey to the people of this great land before you go?
Always smile when dialing.
Okay. Well, that's, I almost understood that. Thank you very much for coming in. Thanks,
good night.
Everybody.
Bye.
And
good night.
We'll see you whenever.
Bye.
I thought I said get him away from the microphone.
Good night.
Drag him away. Gary's up next. Good night. Ah!